This is Clarence Pipple. You were born and raised in this area, right?
That is correct. Fortunate enough, my forefathers were in the Revolutionary War, by the way. They moved from Virginia to Tennessee in 1793. So I am very honored to be one of the first families of Tennessee.
Oh my God.
And I'm also fortunate to live on our family farm, which in just a few years will be a 100-year Tennessee farm. So my roots are deep.
Oh my goodness. And so that makes your daughter Rachel is D-A-R?
She could very well be, and she's very seriously thinking about it. Yes, she is absolutely ready to do that.
Oh, that's amazing.
Absolutely is, yes. My first cousin's daughter did that already, and it was just a slam dunk, no problem. So all Rachel has to do is just copy those records, and she'll be Daughters of American Revolution also.
Wow.
So we're proud of that.
Wow. And without telling me who you're going to vote for, maybe you could tell me a little bit about what you would be looking for in the next administration.
What I personally would be looking for, I am a veteran, and I do 100% support the veterans' activities and their roles in the world, and I hope that the president that we elect will be very supportive of whatever it takes. Sometimes whatever it takes is not good, but sometimes we have to follow that route. And so I would hope the president, instead of looking for a popularity, which easily could be making popular with some people by saying it's over, come home. But to me, that's still the easy way out. And so I think we need to have a president that would be prepared to suffer the consequences of doing what the United States needs to do as far as military-wise.
So what you want to see is you don't want to see us just withdraw. You want to make sure that we've resolved this issue overseas?
I would say resolve without saying fully resolve, because I think, to be honest, it will never in our lifetime, the next lifetime, will be resolved fully. But I think we need to continue to do what we have done, build on it, and then gradually we are going to have to turn it over to the governments to handle as they can, as they will.
What are some of the other qualities that you're looking for from your president?
Okay, if we want to talk about the economy, sometimes the popular way, the way that wins you popularity instantly, is certainly not the best way. And I know a lot of people are upset about the executives, blah, 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 you know, they should be put in prison, all that stuff, but actually, I don't think we can live without those people and those organizations, and we really can't really blast them out of the water, I don't think. It'd be popular to do that, but we got to have those organizations viable. If we have to bail them out, let's bail them out.
So Clarence, in the last couple of elections, social issues played a bigger role. Things like abortion and or gay marriage, those kinds of things. Are those issues driving people's opinions here in Kingston?
Somewhat. I do. But those are not the things that I think are really deciding people's votes so much. I really don't.
What do you think is driving people's opinions here?
Well, 2 months ago I would have said absolutely the war, okay? Mm-hmm. But now I say it is the economy, certainly. That's number one on most other people's mind. And then second would still be the war effort, whatever we do there. Those two things.
And personally, I know that you've raised a wonderful daughter, and you have a lot of pride in that. And in terms of your life here in Kingston, is there anything you need
Well, if I say no, that either means I'm complacent or really satisfied with my life. And so my answer is nothing. So determine if that's complacency or I'm well satisfied with my life, whatever. But the answer is, if someone asks me, hey, what can we do for you today to make your life better? I would say, I can't think of anything.
Well, my sense in just the short time that we've talked is that I suspect it's the latter. I think that you're just really satisfied with your life.
But let me tell you right now, although I said we came from the modern Revolutionary War, we first family to Tennessee, 100-year farm and all that, we were never wealthy people whatsoever. We were even, I was raised, I guess, actually way, way, way down the lower income scale. But we were able to get our high school. There was five of us kids. And we all got our high school diplomas, served the Army, whatever it took, and voted, and pretty good kids all around. And so we have lived well, okay? But it certainly was not anything that I mentioned earlier about 100 years. Nothing. It's been hard work for all of us. I know in my case, I've worked 16-hour shifts, many 16-hour shifts, and worked hard in very dangerous, very hard jobs, but it didn't hurt, okay? And so now I've reached a place in my life where I'm comfortable, and I'm very thankful for that. I feel secure. As far as call it the security in this area, I feel secure.
If I arrived in Washington, D.C. and could give the next administration a message from Clarence Pickle in Kingston, Tennessee, what would it be?
It would be keep our defense strong. I don't say cut taxes. I don't say anything. I say keep our defense strong. That would be my message.
Clarence, thanks so much for taking time with me today.
I'm honored. I really am.
It was fun.
It's good for me.
Have a good night.
It's been an evening well spent. An afternoon. Good to have.
Thank you, Clarence.